KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
And I'm Joe Adalio, West Coast editor of Vulture.com. This is Screen Grab.
And happy holidays, Joe.
Merry Christmas, Mike. That's what we're supposed to say in America, even if it's now after Christmas.
Exactly. Christmas is back, everybody. Well, through the magic of radio, we're taping this a few days before the holiday. So, you know, we thought it would be interesting to take a moment to reflect on the year that was 2017. And I should add, in television, because this was an interesting year for all of us as Americans. But in television, it's been an especially interesting year because, you know, the past couple of years have been all about the streaming side of things. But Joe, you recently wrote about how 2017 really was the game-changing year. This was a key year in the evolution of streaming, and we've now passed through the looking glass, right? We're on the other side, and streaming is now here to. I mean, it was here to stay, but now it's really here to stay.
Exactly. And look, this is not to say that broadcast TV or cable TV are dead.
It's dead. It's dead, Joe. They're dead.
Well, the linear model still exists. Plenty of people still watch TV that way. You know, 50 million people watch Carol Burnett on good old-fashioned CBS broadcasting. But this was, as I sort of termed it, the year that streaming took sort of a great leap forward, to borrow some Chinese revolutionary phrasings. You know, you had...
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my editor cut that out of my story. So for any reason my editor's listening, I got it back in there. Anyway, but, you know, Netflix obviously continued to dominate like never before. They just doubled their output of originals. They got into the film business in a big way. They dominated stand-up like nobody else. They extended their already big advantage in streaming even more.
They spent what, $7 billion this year?
$6 to $7 billion
in program. It's pocket change, but that's still.
Pocket change, all of which is dead and highly leveraged. Anyway, but you also saw even more importantly that other people got into the streaming game in a big way. Hulu made its mark. They sort of transformed themselves with a really good original that won the first ever Best Drama Emmy for a streaming show. They also transformed themselves into a TV bundle. It's old TV on demand, but also live TV. You had CBS, which is the most old school of broadcast networks, you know, really deciding to take two big properties, Star Trek and The Good One, and do the spinoffs of those shows, not on the broadcast channel, not on their cable network, Pop TV, but on streaming all access. Amazon had some rough years with executives, but they landed NFL rights and got into that. They also had Oscars on the movie side, and they also had a great show at the end of the year, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, that continued to do okay. And so you've got, you know, just everything is about streaming. This is how people watch TV now.
It really is. And you know, we talked about Netflix, we talked about the money that they're spending, but, you know, what's interesting is, you know, they really have become the new broadcast network to some degree. They are producing something for everyone. One of the things that we noticed toward the end of this year is they're even getting into the Christmas movie business, which used to be the domain of Hallmark Channel, and it still is, and Up TV and Lifetime. But Netflix is even entering that arena. And of course, they spilled some major bucks to lure away Shonda Rhimes from Disney ABC. So you know, just as Disney is looking to, you know, is plotting its own course with perhaps its own streaming service, you've got Netflix, which is, again, stealing some of the biggest names in television to produce for them.
Right. And I would actually correct you just a little bit. I would say they're not just, they are, you're right, they are recreating broadcast TV, but they're also recreating, as an agent told me last year or earlier this year, the basic cable bundle, right? The Netflix is your broadcast network. It's TBS. It's Comedy Central. It's MTV. It's HBO. It's all of those things. It's basically, you want to watch TV, you go to Netflix. And what's going to happen in the year ahead is to see if other people can get into that. And I think they can. I think Apple is going to get into the game in 2019 probably, but they're going to start making some moves in 2018, and you're going to see YouTube is going to up its game dramatically in 2018 with originals. So we're going to see more people competing for this space. To me, the real interesting question, Mike, is does the technology race ahead of it so that that the viewing experience can be as simple as broadcast TV or cable TV used to be, that you can just sort of have that lean back experience and not have to go from app to app to app to app and figure out where everything is and have to search for things. I still have to search for big Netflix releases the day they come out. That's ridiculous. Maybe Apple will change that.
Well, that's the irony about the cutting the cord is that suddenly people are spending they're sending checks to all these different services as opposed to one. So this unbundling that we've seen in where people now have to, you know, go directly to the consumer and sell to them. Now, the question is also going to be, will we see a rebundling? Will there eventually be a way to buy your Netflix, your Hulu, your CBS All Access, maybe a couple of other small over-the-top services all in one place? And then the irony, of course, is going to be is, well, hey, that pretty much is cable. It's just different cable. It's streaming cable. But, you know, as much as things change, some things remain the same. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Mike, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's Joe Dalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.